Proclamation number 4584 of 11th of March, 1949. Earnest exhortation to faithful work in the vineyard of the Lord. Don't let your spiritual activity hold you back. Bear in mind that it is extremely important that you have to fulfill a task which cannot be given to every person, and therefore the few I have deemed suitable for it also have to be diligently active in view of the many souls in need of help in spiritual adversity. Notice how earthly things come first with people, how little time they find for a quiet contemplation within themselves, how rarely they touch upon spiritual things in conversation, and how dismissive they also are towards spiritual debates. And you must recognize the spiritual low in which the souls stand. Then consider that you are all close to the end, what state the souls are in if they are to withstand the last great onslaught, if they are to decide for me or for the earthly world. Consider which decision is safe. The adversity is immense and shall still be controlled to the best of our will and ability. You can still persuade many souls to turn back if they are made aware of the truth, and I have chosen you for this work and admonish you again and again to be faithful laborers for me and to make use of every opportunity to cultivate the field and spread good seed. Don't let yourselves be held back. Serve me first before you serve your fellow human beings, for I am truly an efficient Lord and will not let your effort and work go unrewarded. Consider that earthly goods cannot replace what I have to offer you, and consider that you yourselves have more delicious goods to distribute than you can ever gain through earthly activity. Consider people's spiritual poverty and help them by distributing spiritual treasures, for they are truly in great need even though they live a regulated earthly life and can give the body what it desires. Cover their spiritual needs and you'll truly have accomplished a work of neighborly love which will be thanked and rewarded by those souls for all eternity. And don't let yourselves be captured by the world which wants to influence you with all its charms, which my adversary uses to make you unfit for the work for me and my kingdom. Remain faithful to me and serve me, and I will always support you and be with you with my grace. Amen.